This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The man I'm sitting next to about to interview is one of my heroes, and I can't even mention his full name on this broadcast because of where he's going. But we're going to call him Jay. And Jay, let's set the tone. We can tell everyone where we are because this place is pretty amazing. We'll throw a picture up.
I love it.
Tell everyone the name of this place.
So this place is called Mill Mountain Coffee, and it is one of the best coffee shops that I know of.
Love coffee shops. We are in Salem, Virginia, just outside of Roanoke, Virginia.
Right in the middle of Roanoke County. Right in the middle of Roanoke.
Awesome. And I had to come to this kind of remote place, rustic coffee shop, yeah, with the cinnamon roll muffin.
Yep.
Unbelievable. To catch up to Jay, because Jay's going to tell us why we can't mention his name. And that's part of the mission of where God has called him, to a place where people don't know the name. Another name that starts with J, the name of Jesus. People have never heard his name where you're going. Hundreds of millions of them have not heard his name. Is that correct?
Amen. Yeah, there's like over 300 people groups that are just made up of thousands, millions of people that have never heard the name of Jesus Christ ever in their entire life. They don't have a local church that they could go to. Like, I think about the church that I go to every Sunday. You know, I just go in there and listen to a really good sermon. I mean, you were just listening to it the other day, to be able to just hear about the Lord's Prayer. It's things that people are never able to even hear about for the first time. We've already heard about the first coming. You know, some people haven't even heard about the first coming. So
Jay, you're a sharp young man, the prime of life, in your 20s, college educated, and a lot of people might be thinking, why is this guy not on Wall Street? Why is this guy not running a company? Why is this guy not opening the new franchise downtown? And that's not to denigrate or play down those roles. God calls everyone to be a missionary wherever they go. But they're thinking, why is Jay going to unreached people groups for the gospel in the prime of his life? What are you thinking?
Well, the way I look at it, one, you could think about it like a sacrifice. But another way to think about it is it's like an investment. You think about the people going on Wall Street, people starting business or putting their money in certain investments. Well, that's the way I kind of look at it as why I'm going overseas to share the gospel, is because it's kind of like an investment as you go over there. Yeah, you're sacrificing. You're sacrificing your life, your time, your resources and all these things. But it's also an investment in the sense that, you know, we are doing this for the Lord Jesus Christ and the fruit that he's hoping to come out of these different ventures that we're able to go on.
Now, when we last caught up to our hero, Jay, months ago, you were still in the process of raising your support, getting churches to come alongside, getting gracious, generous individuals to help you pay for your missions work, because you really need to get, you can't just go to these third world countries. You got to prepare, plan, pray, get fundraising. Tell us what all goes into it.
Yeah, so I was actually, it was blow me out of the water how well it went over the past year. I've basically been doing this for a year now, and praise the Lord, I'm going to be able to still be able to go in March as I had projected. But that's because there's five churches that are supporting me. There's over 35 families that have come on board that are wanting to, you know, make this venture possible. Without those people, I wouldn't be able to do it. It takes a finance team. It takes a prayer team. I'm still trying to actually finish out my prayer team, but I'm trying to get, you know, 100 people that are my prayer partners for going overseas to make sure that everything is bathed in prayer and make sure that the Lord's fully in everything that's going on. But it's a full team that's backing me as to why I'm able to do this kind of stuff.
Well, let's talk about that. When a missionary is dispatched to the field, it's not like you want us to forget about you and stop texting you, like we talked about our mutual friend Priest, who texts us Bible verses every morning.
I love it.
That's his name, Priest, John Priest.
Yeah.
You want that to keep going. I mean, you were telling me that. You're like, Stu, I need more and more encouragement. I need more and more a Truth Network app I need to listen to and other things like that. Tell us about how much we can still support, love, pray for, encourage you, even when you've shipped off to the other side of the world.
Yeah, so I told John Priest, actually, I was like, you know what? This is an awesome idea. He sends out a text every single day, with just an encouraging Bible verse and just encouragement from, you know, something from the Bible. And so I was starting to think about it. I was like, I want to have a daily habit of prayer, like at least 10 minutes a day, every single day. And so I texted John. I was like, hey, just send me one of these every single day. And every time you send me that text, I'm going to start my prayer for that day. As soon as I see it, that's going to be like my trigger point to get me started in prayer for that day. And so I'm actually going to text him soon to just see if he can actually do it over Wi-Fi so he can do it while I'm in Southeast Asia so that I can remember to continue to pray about the things that are going on with the ministry and worshiping the Lord as well through prayer as well.
So you need to keep your tank, your spiritual tank filled, even on the mission field. I mean, missionaries can be literally, the last thing a missionary wants to be is a Lone Ranger Christian. But that can happen unless we throw some support and love. And you probably have to initiate that too with people through emails and other things to keep the love and the teaching and the encouragement coming in the prayers.
Yeah. And it happens, you know, not just with single people, but with married couples with like 8 kids. You know, you can very easily get into this island mentality where you're just only hanging out with, you know, a very select group of people. And you, because you're not branching out, you become an island. And that happens with single people. It happens with families all across the missionary landscape. And so what I try to do is I'm trying to set up basically a team in place that will, it's kind of like the backing behind what I'm doing. And I send out like a weekly prayer update of things that are going on in my life that I need to have prayer for so that the Lord is working behind the scenes and in front of the scenes as well with what's going on my daily things that I'm doing throughout the week.
So set it up for us. God's been faithful. People have been generous. Churches are behind you, individuals. You've almost done the full circle of raising your support, and you're going to ship off here soon, the next couple months. Your greatest need right now is my first question. The second question is, tell everyone exactly what you'll be doing, obviously protecting identities that need to be checked in locations, but generally the part of the world you'll be in and the demographics and kind of what you'll be doing.
Yeah, so the things that I really can say is that it's going to be in Southeast Asia, and there's a very large Muslim presence. There's, you know, as with a lot of Asia, there's a very large Muslim presence there. And so that's going to be one of the things that we're trying to do. We're trying to plant churches in these indigenous people groups so that the Muslim influence is not the thing influencing those people. It's the Jesus influence. It's a Christian influence where we're actually planting a church, establishing mature elders that are able to take our place so that we're not just staying there for the rest of time, but we're actually having indigenous people running those local churches. The biggest thing that I'm needing right now is just people who are out there praying for these things to come to fruition.
Now, church planting is so close to the heart of God because you're going and you're establishing something that the gates of hell cannot withstand. You're establishing something that's going to be there when you go back, and then you can move on to other places and watch what God does through his church, his nucleus on this planet, his organization that is so important. And then you've got a way for people to pray with you and connect with you through, a Facebook page. It's a secure Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and basically the way that you would find it is just type in Journey to Asia. You know, it's not going to give away any of my identity or anything like that, but just type in on Facebook Journey to Asia, and then I can get in touch with you there. So I also send out a weekly email that I give just a video update and just some things that are going on for the week. And when I get over there, I hope to continue to do it every single week. But that's really the biggest thing is just having a team that's like, they're back in, you know, that's, and this is a huge, because I know a lot of the people that listen to this podcast and this radio show are like huge prayer warriors. So I'm looking for like some really big prayer warriors out there that can support that.
Facebook Journey to Asia. Young people, God may be calling you to join my friend Jay here to go to parts unknown to share the gospel, to go into the marketplace mission field, to go into athletics and coaching. Some great friends and partners are coaching, leading people to Jesus through sports and other things. Jay, I'm so encouraged by you, and it's such an honor to introduce you, maybe for the first time, depending on if anyone heard us on the previous podcast we did, broadcast, to all of our listeners. Now, this introduction that you're hearing, friends, today is because Pastor Hicks in Winston-Salem was at Camel City Barbecue Factory with this tall, strapping young man, and tell us about what happened there. He introduced us.
So yeah, Kivett was, at first I was like, wow, I thought we were here to have lunch, Kivett, because he goes over and he talks to you, Stu. So he comes back to the table and he's like, I had to talk to this guy because he is like one of the coolest guys I know. And he's like, I want to introduce you to this guy because he's a really good guy to meet. And so we're sitting there, we're having our meal. We finished out our meal and then we go over to your table there. I think you were hanging out with some folks from the camp there. That was just a really good time to get to meet you guys. But that's basically how we ended up meeting. And then, you know, I was able to come on the podcast a few times and able to come to Wednesday in the Word and all kinds of good stuff from that. Kivett Hicks was a huge part in putting that together.
That's awesome. Well, let's network. That's why we call it a truth network. We're networking over truth. We're connecting people to Jesus. He is the truth. And you are about to network truth to hundreds of millions of people who've never heard about Jesus. So our prayers are with you. We're grateful for you, brother. Your quick closing challenge to someone out there that's bummed about their life. They're a believer, but they're navel-gazing. They're upset. Everyone's done them wrong. They're depressed. They're down. Can you challenge them and wake us up a little bit about the need to spread the gospel and the amazing adventure of what happens to all of your life, how joy abounds when you start to spread the joy of Jesus.
Yeah, so that's it. I love that you asked that question, because that was actually the podcast idea that I had. Just spread this message of, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just haven't found their mission in life yet. There's people that are missions-minded, that want to see this mission of God go forward, but they haven't found their niche in the Great Commission yet. They haven't found how their specific calling into the Great Commission has been found yet. So people, if you feel meaninglessness or purposelessness, it's partly because you have to find your place in the Great Commission. You have to find your place of how you're going to accomplish making disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what's going to, you know, push you forward into 2022.
Let there be no doubt that if you have Jesus Christ in your life, God is calling you right now to share the good news of Christ, to be a missionary everywhere you go. You can't go to Southeast Asia, then you can support Jay. Pray for him. Give him money. Support him. Get him to come speak to your group like I've had him come speak and share with our guys at Wednesday in the Word. I love what one pastor said. He said, every single human being on planet Earth is either a mission field or a missionary. Which one are you, and what are you doing about it? God bless you, Jay.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
This is the Truth Network.